Spencer with the two-point ball.
Number 17, soon to be raised to the Raptors. Loose ball, Brown for the tie. Oh,
got it. Man.
Miracle here. And drives down and throws it down. Wow.
NRT Nation, we back. How y'all doing?
Just make a disclaimer before I start this. I have not ordered my Luke Kornet jersey yet. I'm still going to wait a few more days before I order it.
But yeah, we got Jack on the episode today, formerly Do It For Boston, because I think that's how you went by last episode.
Yeah, but that counts no more, but glad to be back on.
Of course, glad to have you back on. We're going to talk about, obviously, the trade deadline. You know, what happened, the Celtics, what Danny did, for those of you that don't know. He made a couple moves, couple questionable moves. I'll say we got right into it. So, first of all, obviously, he made the most important trade, which was a 2025 second-round pick, a 2027 second-round pick for Evan Fournier.
Jeff Teague was also in that. Jeff Teague was also on that deal.
Obviously, even better.
The Celtics got fleeced. We had to give up a 2027 second round pick. Terrible deal for Danny Ainge. I can't believe he did this. But in all seriousness, I can't believe he pulled that. Like, and what I've known is that Evan Fournier is like terrible when it comes to the playoff time. It's terrible.
We shouldn't even be worried about the playoffs so much now that we have a 500 record. We should not be worried too much.
Yeah,
about the playoffs.
I think I'm chill. Like, I think I'm fine with this move as long as he resigns.
I mean,
as long as he.
So hold on. I don't know. To put this into perspective, a 2027 pick. So whoever that pick is used on is in seventh grade right now. Like that,
yeah.
To put it into perspective,
the Clippers have a first round pick.
Yeah, to put it into perspective, like we did not have that's a fleecing of a trade. But then there was a more complicated trade between us, the Bulls, and the Wizards. Obviously, we gave up Daniel Tice, Javonte Green to the Bulls,
and yeah. For
Luke
Wagner and Luke,
yeah,
Kornet.
Luke Kornet,
I'm just gonna say this: why is someone? I'm watching the Celtics right now. Why is someone wearing a Tristan Thompson jersey? Anyways, there's a guy with the chicken hat. It's there again. The thing behind the Tice trade is the Celtics wanted to get under the salary, under the luxury tax, and the only way they can do that is trading one of their bigs. No one's gonna want to take on Tristan Thompson, so you're gonna have to trade Daniel Tice. Like, as much as it hurts, you're going to have to trade Daniel Tice. And it happened. I understand why Mo Wagner and Luke Kornet have looked very good, though. That's not me making a joke. I think they've actually looked pretty good so far.
I mean, there's also another kind of, like, I guess, positive you could take Williams for more playing time.
And Boogie Cousins will be on the team soon.
It's rumored. Celtics are loosely looking at DeMarcus Cousins because we were gonna get to this later, but Andre Drummond signed with the Lakers.
Not mad about that. I'm just gonna say this. This is random. You know Zion's averaging 26 points.
What? 27 or 26?
26.
Oh my, that's crazy.
What? Like, well, like for real though, like. What?
The reason we don't know about that is because LaMelo kind of took over. Zion went from being one of the most talked about players in the league, and no one's heard anything.
Bleacher Report will post him a ton tonight. Bleacher Report, he'll get 30 plus tonight, and Bleacher Report will go crazy.
That's crazy though. Yeah.
We really think Grant Williams. He's like the modern day Shaq right now. Do you really think Grant Williams is stopping him?
Yes.
39 and 38 over the past two games.
All right, but I want to get in. Do we think that Danny Ainge overall took a W or an L at the deadline? And I actually have a poll. I put up a poll that I'm going to get to in the second segment. But
yes, he took a W.
I think I think he took a lowercase W. Like, he did, it wasn't an L. Like, we didn't, like, completely lose, but, like, we didn't make a move that we could have or should have made.
We increased our bench depth. And let's be real here. A center wasn't our main, like, we have Rob Williams, we have Tristan, and we're probably going to get DeMarcus Cousins. A center wasn't our main focus at the trade deadline. We need, as Danny Ainge said, a wing who can shoot. Evan Fournier is 6'7".
I always thought he was shorter than that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I did too. There's your wing who can shoot. Jabari Parker is on the market. Otto Porter is probably going to get bought out soon. Like, you'll be able to get more pieces because the Celtics have the money and the roster spot open if they waive someone. I'm guessing Tremont would be waived. I don't see anything in Tremont anymore.
Yeah.
At least I see something in Carson. Like, I gave up on Carson in the preseason, but, like, at least I've seen something in Carson recently. Tremont's given me nothing.
But by the way, for those of y'all that are disappointed, if you listen to the podcast, you shouldn't be, because I said this last week. I was wrong, by the way. I thought we were going to make a move with the Hawks, and we didn't. But I also said, Danny, what?
I told you. The Hawks, Woj said the Hawks weren't making a move.
I don't know. I'll admit. Though.
They were keeping Collins. That's a better word. Yeah, because they were on an 8-game win streak at the time. They weren't trading.
Yeah, with Nate McMillan as a new coach. But I'll admit I was wrong there. They did not make a move with the Hawks. But I was right when I said Danny Ainge is probably going to, like, you're going to hear a lot of rumors, and then he's going to make a kind of underwhelming move.
Yeah.
And Evan Fournier, that's not to say Evan Fournier is a bad move or like, it, in, like, a bad way. It's also not to say
that Evan Fournier wasn't a move that was, like, came out of nowhere. Like, he'd been in rumors, but everyone thought Aaron Gordon was the guy.
Yeah. Everyone, and then he went off to the Nuggets, and then Vucevic. The Vucevic trade actually surprised me a lot.
The Vucevic trade is pissing me. It's still haunting me to this day because almost Ainge. I mean, what happened is, like, they said the Celtics were in it to get Vucevic. They offered a young player and a ton of picks, but they couldn't match Wendell Carter.
But
who's the young player? Who is the young player on the roster? Because they're damn sure that Romeo Langford isn't getting us Nikola Vucevic.
I don't even know.
I don't even know why the Bulls took us. I mean, why the Magic took a center. I thought that trading Vucevic was going to open up minutes for Mo Bamba, and then you trade for Wendell Carter.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Jack, you said it's an L. Why do you think it's an L?
Well, I think it's like a, like, overall, like, in my opinion, it's like a, like, a quiet L, but, like, if you think about it, like, really deeply, like, personally, I wanted Vucevic. I was really hoping we got him, and not getting him I wasn't really too happy, but, like, at least he made a good move, and to be honest, like, I don't think that Theis leaving is bad. Like, I thought it wasn't, like,
no.
It's, like, obviously it wasn't good, but, like, it wasn't, like, a horrible thing. It opens up space for Rob Williams, who, in my opinion.
Honestly, and I was thinking about the Vucevic move. Like, when I saw what was given up from the Bulls, it was Otto Porter. Who was it? Otto Porter, Wendell Carter, and, like, 3 first-round picks for Nikola Vucevic. And Alfred Camino.
Oh, yeah.
We're not matching.
I really wanted Aaron Gordon, though. Aaron, like, I was really.
You want to match that? You're giving up Kemba and Smart.
Really? For Aaron Gordon?
You're not matching that.
No, for Vucevic.
Oh.
You're not matching that. Like,
I feel like we could have met. What was the Nuggets final offer for Aaron Gordon again?
The Nuggets offer we honestly could have, which I find very stupid. So the Nuggets asked for Marcus Smart for Aaron Gordon from the Celtics. Then they go to Denver and ask for Gary Harris and RJ Hampton. That's not very fair. And the Nuggets got to keep Bol Bol.
I mean, Bol Bol, because I think a lot of teams don't see any value in Bol Bol. That's a thing, though.
Did you see what Bol Bol did last night?
No, but, like, in general, though. Like, that's
look up.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, that's why he fell. Again. That's why he fell to 47 in the draft.
Fell to 47 because of injury concerns.
And because he's an awful teammate. Like, during his club team days.
What did he play? He played with Pritchard.
Did he actually?
Pritchard probably know the best about that.
Yeah.
But no, look up the move he made last. You can probably find it on Bleacher Report or ESPN. Like a Kevin Durant type move. This man is 7'3".
Well, he basically is. He's supposed to be a taller Kevin Durant.
I get that, like, every tall player who can dribble and shoot is compared to Kevin Durant. But Bol Bol is literally a taller Kevin Durant. I mean, just watch his game. Like, it's a taller Kevin Durant.
He's got a good three-point shot, too. Like, he's got an underrated three-point shot.
He's a 7'3". I know Dirk could shoot, but Dirk could only shoot if you're, like, on catch-and-shoots or if he's turning around. Bol Bol can shoot on pull-ups. Like,
yeah.
He's 7'3".
Yeah, that's the thing. He's 7'3". He's unguardable. That's why Chet Holmgren is looked on so highly. Because if y'all don't know, Chet Holmgren is probably the best player in high school basketball right now. He plays for Minnehaha Academy. He's like 7 foot, and he has insane handles. But he can play the 5 and the 1. Like that's why every college wants him. If you can play the 5, if you can play the 5 and the 1 or the 5 even the 3, like Kevin Durant could probably. I don't know how well he played the 5, but.
Speaking of the draft, or even like the draft, I'm interested in the draft lottery this year. I'm not even gonna lie. Raptors are there. Raptors could fall. Timberwolves are bad again. Pistons are bad. Magic are going to suck for the rest of the year. It's going to be interesting this year. By the way, my Luke Kornet signed rookie card that I pulled in a pack is looking phenomenal right now. I'm looking like a millionaire right now.
Why are you so high on Luke Kornet, though?
Because he...
Kornet, I thought it was so bad. Like, no offense to Luke Kornet, but I thought he was like your average... Like office.
I like Luke Kornet. This isn't even me being like, oh wow. Like I liked Luke Kornet for a while. I just never saw anything once. Like when he was in New York, he was bad. The Bulls, he got a little bit better, but he's still bad. So I just gave up on him. 8 points in his first game on 2 threes, and a bunch of.
He's so unathletic though.
No, he's very unathletic, but he's good at the pick and roll. He's good on the pick and roll, which I'm, and not pick and roll as in Rob. Like toss it up to Rob. No, pick and roll is in threes.
Yeah.
Is this our third straight game wearing the banner jerseys?
I don't like the banner jerseys, to be honest.
I like them at the start, but I'm getting so tired of them.
Did we wear them on
Saturday?
Yeah.
We should be wearing the
We wore them against OKC.
We should be wearing the orange. It's our first game with fans. We should be wearing the orange jerseys.
What are we wearing today?
The city ones. The banner.
Oh,
ones.
Again?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wait, is Lonzo? I saw Lonzo was questionable. I just want to see if it's fine.
Yeah, I kind of wish we pursued Lonzo a little more.
He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't.
I thought Chicago was going to take him.
Lonzo hates New Orleans. He loves the team. It's going to be the same with Boston.
Yeah.
Lonzo's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker is playing.
Yeah.
He's actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. I want to go over a couple other things that happened during the trade deadline. Well, I mean, I guess kind of after the trade deadline, but the Nets got LaMarcus Aldridge via sign after being bought out. That is
it's an overrated move.
It's an overrated move, but
Jeff Green and or Nicholas Claxton has more value to the Nets than Tatum made a three. He has more value to the Nets than what's his name?
LaMarcus. How?
What do you mean how?
How do they have more?
LaMarcus and Blake.
Yeah, but LaMarcus and Blake, they're old.
I'm saying
but...
LaMarcus and Blake are viewed as it's not 2017 anymore. We can't look at this Nets team and go like, oh my God, they're a team of 5 superstars. No. you look at this Nets team and you gotta be like, well, they just increased their depth by getting big names. Like, they didn't get superstars, they just got big name players.
That's fair, that's fair. I mean, like, they got a lot of players that are later in their career regressing. But
yes,
still,
I actually think Blake's better than what he's shown because he's been catching lobs and stuff. But anyways, to any point, yeah, I think the thing with the Nets is that if any name signs there, like a big name, maybe even like not good anymore, not as good as he was, but pretty decent, they'll say like, this is so unfair, another superstar. Like, imagine if Drummond signed with the Nets. Drummond isn't good at all. I'll get into this later. Drummond isn't very good.
I mean, yeah.
If he signed with the Nets, all hell would break loose. If he signed with the Nets,
yeah, everyone would be very upset. Like, do people forget the 17-18 Warriors though? Like Curry, Klay Thompson, Durant, Draymond, prime Draymond Green, and Boogie Cousins. Like, this is like.
Rod.
A worse version of that, not like that, not that much worse, but like around the same, because you really have the core three, and then you kind of have, like, you know, you have Blake and LaMarcus who are like good. Blake is pretty good. LaMarcus is not very good anymore. Like, he is one, very old. He's lost his athleticism like he used to have, and he's insane.
He's basically just there to shoot threes for them. Like, he's a good defender, and he can shoot threes. That's the whole reason they probably picked him up. But, like, what I'm saying with Andre Drummond is that the difference between him signing with the Lakers or Nets is that if he goes to the Nets, all hell breaks loose, and he gets compared to prime, and he gets, like, they're like, oh, my God, they have so many superstars. They're unbeatable. But if he goes to the Lakers, he's going to be called prime Shaq. And he has actually been called prime Shaq. It's actually kind of funny. Just Twitter and Instagram after he signed, everyone's like, back to back. Nope, it's confirmed. Trump sucks.
He's not good.
I don't know how long I've had to say this. I've started saying this like after watching the season. Like, I was high on him before the season, you know, like, oh, maybe this guy could be good for us.
He's not good. Very, very, like, overrated.
The best player on a team, 19-13. No. You could see that, like, oh, my God, he's averaging 19-13. He must be, like, this very good player, like a top five. No. That 19-13 is not good. He's averaging 43% under the rim.
Ooh.
As a center.
Yeah, that's a yikes.
47% overall shooting-wise as a center. Rob Williams, just keep this in mind, is averaging 70%.
That's why I want Boogie Cousins, but like the only problem with Boogie Cousins is
DeMarcus can actually.
I'm worried that we're gonna overpay him. Like, what if we give him way more?
Yeah, he won't. The only situation with Boogie that I can see is that he'll come in here and be like, "I'm the starting center. I signed here to be the starting." And that's what I saw with Drummond, is that that's gonna happen, because I think not only playing with LeBron was big for him. I think Grant, you suck. I think him being a starting center was also a huge role for him choosing them. Cause like think about it. Like, he's not signing with the Celtics to be our backup center.
Yeah, fair.
That's just not realistic for a guy like him. I know he's not very good, but like he'll come in here and be like, no, I don't want to be Jason Tatum, man. He'll come in here and be like, I don't want to be the backup center to Rob.
But
that's exactly what he'll do.
Problem is, though, is that we have a developing, I guess, possible star in the future in Rob, but only if he's going to be getting the playing time and, like, if he's going to be able to develop. That's why,
Rob reminds me of, like, 2018 like Scary Terry. Like an underrated, really good player.
That's why, honestly, I'm just so hesitant on signing Boogie, because I don't know. Okay, I'm very hesitant on signing Boogie because, like, are we going to have to go back to the three center lineup again?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, man. So, like, I don't think I'm ready to go back to the three center lineup, because the two set this two center thing. Come on, Grant. You suck. This two center thing is working so much better. And even if so, it's basically like a one center lineup. Mo Wagner doesn't do, like, he hasn't really gotten a lot of minutes. Like, the center we'll put in to back him up as of recent has been Grant Williams. Or even Luke Kornet the other night. Like
Grant, yeah, this is Tristan Grant Williams who you're talking about starting. Rough look.
Yeah, I don't think Grant is. I don't know why we didn't start. What's his name?
Fournier. Oh yeah, that's. I mean, because well, I feel like he's seen as a shooting guard, point guard, but couldn't he really play the small forward shooting guard kind of position?
He should be a shooting guard, small forward. He's 6'7".
Like that's kind of confusing, in my opinion.
Zion's getting every call,
and he has a good shot. Yeah. He's a good shot. Let's see. This season he's averaging 20 points, by the way. 2 second-round picks for Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
Like that's a good trade. Like, and I'm not saying that's like the trade that's gonna put us over the top or put us anywhere.
No, it increases depth.
Yeah, that adds depth.
Although I do wish we traded for Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier.
Yeah, if we were able to do a deal for both, I think that would have been better.
Because that increases depth. Because Aaron Gordon's also small. Oh, come on, cardio. Zion's about to. Good play from Zion. What was I going to say? Yeah, because you get like a starting caliber power forward. Just let's be real, you're probably done with the and one Tatum. Tatum just hit a 3-and-1.
So good.
You're probably not doing the two big lineup again. So who's gonna be the starters now? Think about it. Our starting lineup is probably gonna look like at once Tristan comes back. Kemba, Smart. Kemba Smart, Jalen, Jason, Rob. Tristan, not Rob.
Mm.
Brad just won't start Rob when he has
I'm surprised they didn't ship Thompson out of here. I thought he was gone. I thought Thompson was out of here.
I think they did. I think that, well, obviously they didn't. But I think that they tried to. But the Bulls wanted Tice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them. Tice is better than Thompson, but like,
were we getting the best deal out of that of possible?
Absolutely not.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because like, for what we had to give up, like I would rather have given up Thompson in that deal, considering what we got back, instead of having to give up Tice.
I don't understand what Ainge was thinking, like getting Kornet and Wagner, like I get, like, you know, good off the bench, but
I think that was the best deal.
But is it like, why is that? That's not even worth it, to be completely honest.
Yeah, but did a deal even need to be done there?
Like, it didn't need to be done.
I don't think there was a better deal.
But if the Bulls wanted Tice so bad, they should have offered more, and Danny should have known. Like, I don't need to give him up. I'll give you Thompson. If you really want Tice that bad, give us more. Give us a first round pick.
I think he was trying to hold back, like, after the whole Miles Turner thing and, like, trying to, like, up the stakes. I think he was just trying to stay.
We should have tried to get Gafford out of that. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, Gafford would have been a great addition to this. Like, oh, my. Yeah, Gafford, we should have left Wagner and just went straight for Kornet and Gafford. Straight up for Tice. I mean, yes. I don't know if they would accept that. We would give up. What's his name? Javonte Green. So that's a deal that I don't know. But it's hard to play the GM role, because like I just think that it's crazy. Like Jack said, like he easily could have just asked for more. Because if they want him that bad, if they want Tice that bad, you could have asked for more. That was kind of disappointing by Danny. But I'll give him credit on the Fournier move.
Yeah, major credit on the Fournier move.
Honestly, I think now this is kind of the question. where the Celtics going to be for the rest of the season. My opinion, I think we're going to finish like I think we're going to finish in a top, as a top 5 seed. Like not I don't know where. Maybe we finish like a third seed. We go on a big run. Maybe we finish the 4th, 5th seed. I don't know.
We're not getting the 3rd seed.
That's true. Yeah, Bucks, Philly, and Nets. But I mean, you never know though. Honestly, like this season's so crazy. We could honestly go on a huge win. There's a lot of season left. Like we could go on a big win streak and sneak in there. The East is still a massive bubble. So I don't know, Jack. What do you think? Where do you expect the Celtics to like finish and like how the season is gonna play out?
I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs, but I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs, and I think they'll finish with a winning record. I think they'll go up from here, but I mean,
I think they'll get. There'll be 10 games.
I think I don't know about 10.
Yeah, I've looked at our remaining schedule. As long as we can get back to our pre-COVID, you know, crushing terrible teams form. Yeah, well,
I hope that's the case. Right now, I'm gonna say like it's not really different from 10. Maybe like 8 games, 8 to like 6 to 8 games over 500. But and they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll make a good run in the playoffs.
Yeah, I can see it.
They're a different team in playoff atmosphere. They've become a whole different team.
My only problem with the playoffs is that it's looking more and more likely that we're gonna have to face Miami.
But I think that we can beat them this year.
Yeah, I agree.
First off, I just don't think their offense isn't that good anymore. Like I don't know, like. It just my like, I haven't to be honest with you. I don't really know too much because I haven't really focused on them this year. But like, all I know is that I don't think Duncan Robinson's been doing too good. I don't know Tyler Harrow has been doing too good. I think
Tyler Harrow's been injured.
But like, even like when he wasn't, I think he still wasn't doing too well. But
I mean, they got Jimmy Buckets. They got Jimmy Pritchard. Buckets back.
That's not Pritchard. Yeah, that's Wagner.
They also got Victor Oladipo, right? Didn't they get Victor Oladipo?
Yeah, that's true.
Oladipo's not good. Like,
no, he can be though.
He's not good in the sense like no, he's not as bad as Drummond. Like he's a good player, but I mean, there's a reason why Rockets.
Oladipo can change your team like drastically. He can make a big impact. Just look at the people. Look at the Pacers.
The Pacers had good depth as well.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I feel like Oladipo actually is a lot like Drummond because it's like you want the idea of Oladipo. Like he's a great two-way scorer.
Yeah.
But then he just kind of doesn't bring the same value on the court like that he does on the stat sheet.
With Oladipo, this is another thing. Like the Lakers move, I saw people saying that the Nets were now the Heat were now the favorite in the East. Nobody's beating the Nets. Not even the Lakers are beating the Nets. So let's not get into our minds and say the Nets are now the Heat are now the far and away favorite in the East. No. Like something I also don't understand with the media, like with the Heat and the media, the Heat are on a 7-game losing streak. They just made the NBA Finals, and I hear nothing about it. But when the Celtics go on a 3-game losing streak, we get everything put on us. It's Tatum's fault. It's Brown's fault.
It's locker room Brad's issues. Fault. It's always Brad's fault. Jack, do you think Brad Stevens should be fired? Yes or no?
Okay, my personal opinion. Dude, the Celtics... If the Celtics don't go over 500, yes. Because they have the talent to go over 500 easily. And even with the injuries, like, I know people can say Marcus Smart's out and Tatum was out with COVID and Jaylen Brown's been on and off. Yeah, all that. But we still have a good enough team to go over 500. We should not be competing with the Knicks. We should not.
Yes. we're not going to be competing. The Knicks are going to get into the play-in game. I went through my standings, like my mid-season, end of the season, like mid-season. You understand.
Yeah.
From looking at the schedules, Raptors are going to get into the play-in tournament as the 10 seed, and they'll lose. They won't get into the playoffs. The Knicks will get into the play-in tournament as the 8 seed. The Hornets will get in as the 7 seed. The Hawks will get in as the 9 seed. The two playoff teams that'll make it are the Hornets and Hawks.
Yeah.
Knicks and Raptors won't get in. It's not the Raptors' year. They should have looked into re-signing Ibaka more than.
Oh yeah, can we just talk about the Gary Trent Norman Powell trade?
Yeah, I was about to add
that. That was a terrible trade. I get.
Oh, did you see Norman Powell the other? I think it was last night or maybe he literally like on the tip off. He went on the Raptors' side because he forgot he's not a Raptor anymore.
Yeah, that's just an awful trade. Like, I don't understand what the point of that was.
In the Raptors' opinion, it's a terrible trade. Norman Powell, I said this to a bunch of Raptors fans. Norman Powell has been your arguably best player this year, your most consistent player this year, and has had a great love for the city of Toronto and the team. Masai says, no, I'll take Gary Trent and Rodney Hood. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's be real. You could have gotten much more for Norman Powell.
I'm surprised that Laurie didn't get dealt. I'm going to be honest. I'm surprised.
Dude, Larry should have gotten dealt. They should go full rebuild. They should try it. They should have, instead of dealing Powell, I think it was because of cap issues. Like, it's the same with Tice. But I think Wagner. You suck, Wagner. Oh, never mind. He got fouled. I think they should have went and said, we're going to rebuild around OG, Pascal, and Van Vliet. We're going to deal Lowry, and we're going to trade all these guys. I don't know why they actually traded Terrence Davis. That he just was on the all-rookie second team. That's kind of a stupid move anyways. But they should have looked at that and said, we're going to build around these guys, ship any of the older players off, Kyle Lowry, Aaron Baines, to ship them off, bring in new assets, bring in picks. We'll go full rebuild mode, and we'll still have these three stars to be able to compete. Instead, you keep Lowry. And if you don't look for a sign-and-trade for him in the offseason, he'll take a sign-and-trade in the offseason. If Hayward did, he'll do it.
Yeah.
I know this is, like, really random, but, like, I really wish the Celtics could get, like, I know they would never, because the Kings are going to let go of him, but yeah. De'Aaron Fox, I wish the Celtics could get him.
I thought you were about to say Kyle Lowry.
No, I hate Kyle Lowry.
De'Aaron Fox would be wonderful.
Oh, but
we could use him, though.
De'Aaron Fox would be beautiful, but he won't, yeah, come. Lowry would be great. He has good offense and good defense. He'd be a good pickup for this team.
Yeah, no, the Raptors aren't giving him up. No way.
Painfully. No, don't give him up, but they won't give him to the Celtics. I take that back. They nearly.
Yeah, they were going to give him Miami or Toronto. Somewhere.
I mean, Miami or Philly. Yeah.
But, like, just imagine how much De'Aaron Fox could do to our offense. Like the ball movement would be much better, and I don't know, he's just a good player, like, good passer, good scorer, runs the offense, good teammate, like, Celtics need someone like that. I mean, I like Kemba Walker, but Kemba Walker has not been getting that done.
He'd be good for the team, but what are we trading? Jalen?
Kemba? Smart, maybe?
Brown. Brown would have to go.
Oh!
De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
For De'Aaron Fox, probably.
I'm taking away James' privilege to talk about to build teams.
Why? I DM'd you, dude.
Before the season, you're like, I'll trade Jalen and start Derrick Rose over him.
This was before the season. Jalen was
still
long
better before the season.
That is the one of the coldest takes I've heard in a long time.
The disrespect on Jalen before the season was so funny. Like, I just message you Jalen stuff and be like, no. like, I forget what it was.
I will be honest. I said it on the podcast. Like, I am not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. Go listen to the episodes from August, bro. I was hating on Jalen a lot.
You
like,
did still call me. You called me.
No, I don't know. I don't hate on Jalen now. I've never hated Jalen. I just hate when people think that he's better than
you. FaceTimed me before the season started and straight up asked, "What does Jalen bring to the Vortex?"
Listen, this is before he averaged.
Yes.
This is before he averaged 25 points per game. Like, this was not the same Jalen Brown.
We'd be blowing out this Pelicans team with Jalen right now. I'm just like, Tatum's been great, but like, we should be winning by much more over them. I think we're only at like 4 right now.
I know. I don't hate on Jalen Brown. I love Jalen Brown.
Great,
I just hate when people say that Tatum is worse than Brown this season that. Or at all.
Yeah, and yeah. I said Brown's a better scorer. No, not anymore. I can't say
that.
I don't think he's a better scorer at all, actually. I think he was a better scorer at the beginning of the season when we were like 8-3 and we were looking pretty good. Not really anymore.
I think people just kind of force themselves to like Brown because of the step up he's taken, and then kind of just get play into the role like he's their favorite player. Speaking of favorite players, if you want to cop some merch of your favorite player in the NBA, y'all know where to go. DearBeefBall.com has you covered.
Go get your stuff.
Yes, they have shirts, sweatshirts, they have the blanket cover. I forgot what it's called. Like a blanket hoodie cover. It's sick. They have those for certain players. They have phone cases, other accessories. Y'all got to go check this stuff out. DearBeefBall.com. And y'all know the best part is you get to use code BANNER18 when you check out, all caps, no spaces, BANNER18. And you're helping to support a small business in Dear B-Ball. You're helping to support the podcast. So consider that. And, you know, DearBeefBall.com. But Jalen Brown is not better than Jason Tatum.
All right, Jack. This one. We'll get you back on
soon. Yeah. Again. This is wrapping up the first segment. In the second segment, we're going to get to some questions or kind of questions and opinions.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. See you in a minute.
All right.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Neesmith sucks. Like, it's horrific. Dude, come on.
Is he underperforming?
He missed a three terribly and then nearly turned over the ball on like a terrible drive. We're so lucky we have Tatum.
Yeah, that's true. Tatum carrying. All right, I want to get into some question opinions I have here because I have a good amount. So basically, I put a thing up on my story on Celtics Edge, and I said like W or L's at the trade deadline, and I got a lot of opinions. Okay, I'm gonna get into them. So I got 3 L's. So I said like W. What was it? A W or an L? And then like some people explained why. So I got 3 L's in a row from B. Drumler, Young Meat. I can't pronounce that. Kai Not. I also can't pronounce that. Three L's in a row though. Tony Hyena says, "We lost. Let a big man go, which we needed, and let Green go, who's a lot better than Carson and Romeo."
We didn't need a big man.
Yeah, we did. To be fair, we didn't need. It was either had to be Thompson or Tice that we were gonna let go because we did not need one of them, and it ended up being Tice. But I kind of agree that we let up. I mean, I don't know. We let up Green instead of Carson. But I disagree. Javonte Green is not. I don't think he's better than Romeo Langford. I'd rather have Romeo Langford than Javonte Green. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that take.
Cornette made a three.
He's green. All right. Dread Locked Up said, "Danny is losing me." No,
he's not.
No, I don't feel the the same way.
Cornette blocked Zion. Cornette's officially, like, the greatest ever. And Josh Hart crossed Aaron Nesmith.
All right. Jaden Doc Gilbert said L. Let's see. John Kandakis _ says L's. Fire Stevens and get rid of got fire
Dude, Stevens. Your followers are casuals right now.
Fire Stevens and get rid of a lot of veterans and front office members. Rebuild around Tatum. Well, I mean, your
followers are being casuals. Bro, what? Cornette for three. Oh.
Yeah, I know John in real life. I'm disappointed by that take. That was a poor take. Here's the thing though. This is what I want to talk about. So, Owen, right? So like, look, we have to look at it this way. The Nets are obviously going to win it this year, but it might be just this year. So it's like, how far into the future are we looking? Where we're looking to win a championship, because obviously that's the goal, is to win a championship in the next few years. But like, which year is the year we totally go for it? And then like, how do we do that? What do you think? Like, what are your thoughts?
Can you repeat?
Like, in the next few years, we're looking. Yeah, I phrase it kind of confusingly. Like, in the next few years, we're looking to win a championship. Like, how should we go about it, though? Because the Nets are obviously going to win this year. But, like, in the next few years, the Celtics are looking to win a chip. How do you think we should do that?
If we want to win a championship in the next few years, you just let your guys develop. You try and make a move for a younger player. You try and trade your draft picks to get, younger players as well. Like, or trade your draft picks to get some good players to help your bench, increase your bench up.
Who would be an example of a young player we could trade for?
Lonzo, Josh Hart, one of those guys. But I know they're unreasonable. But no, my other point was like, do what you did in what year was it? Before the Kyrie year. Do what you did that year. You built out the bench.
Fair.
Traded Avery Bradley for Marcus Morris. Yeah. It was a good year and he built the bench. I'm not gonna start going crazy on him and saying he's not doing the right thing. No, I think that's your best move is to try and just build the benches off season. Your starters are fine. Like I won't say anything bad about the starters. Your starters are doing fine, other than if Kemba can get another offseason just to get better. Yeah, your starters are fine. But just improve your bench.
All right, you're not gonna like this next take. Tristan Effier Music says fire him. Fire. Mm-hmm. I assume you mean Danny.
That's what I mean by being a casual. Celtics are 5 for 15 from three. That's another like I'm saying, like, that's a casual thing. You can't go out.
I hope y'all realize. You don't just fire, like it's hard to get a good GM. Danny Ainge is a good GM. It's hard to find a good GM.
If we fire Danny Ainge, he'll be gone within 2 days. Dude, 48 is bad. It's like over 5. If we fire Danny Ainge, he's gone within 2 days.
Yeah. Like, you can't just because someone doesn't make a move, that's not a fireable offense, in my opinion. I would say it'd be more
like, when they don't make a move you like, don't say fire him. You could have fired him when we traded everything away and got 4 first round picks from the Nets that ended up being great. I know the fire talks were around then, but like, what if they continued? What if we fired Danny Ainge after he got those draft picks?
The moves wouldn't have been made. We wouldn't have Tatum. You have to think in the long run. Like, sometimes GMs have a plan in the long. Sometimes most GMs, I assume, have plans in the long run, that we don't know about. We will not know about. Like, So I was listening to Section 10 podcast, which is a baseball podcast run by Barstool Sports. It's a very good podcast. I recommend you check it out if you like baseball and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And basically, they have.
Why is Grant taking pull-up threes?
Grant
Who
Williams.
Allowed this? Grant just took a pull-up three. Who allowed this?
All right, but listen. So Chaim Bloom, the manager of the Red Sox, infamously traded Mookie Betts as soon as he got the job because he got hired like last November, 2 Novembers ago, and then he immediately traded Mookie Betts, and everyone was flipping out at him, and they were like, "Well, because Mookie Betts is a generational talent. You don't just trade Mookie Betts, homegrown generational talent." So, but like he talked about on this podcast, Section 10 podcast, that like there's a deeper plan in mind, and like that was the best thing that they could have done in the situation. So like, you have to consider that with Danny Ainge. Like, he's trying to make the most. He's trying to not get fleeced himself. He can make a – some of y'all want him to make a deal where he's going to get fleeced because you think that the player we're getting in return is going to be good enough to
– I've seen people want to trade, like, 10 first-round picks just to get, like, this play. Like, no. It's such – there's such just stupid moves. Like, we can't trade all our first-round picks for Vucevic. Like – we could trade, like, 2 or 3, but, like, we're not trading, like, 5 firsts just to get him and another player. It's not real. Dude, Fournier, bro.
Is he not playing well?
No, he's, like, over 5 and has multiple turnovers.
Mm.
He's technically 0-for-4. He took a half-court shot to end the quarter. I don't think you should count that. Like, let's be real. When you're ending the quarter and you take a half-court, you shouldn't count that towards their misses. That's kind of stupid. But, yeah, like, it's been terrible so far. And Pelicans don't miss right now.
Yeah. All right. One. Okay. We have. See, all right. A. O'Brien 2825 says W. Because I think we needed a high scoring role player, and I think Mo could be solid. That's a good take right there. That's a good take. We did get a high scoring role player in Evan Fournier, and I don't know how Mo will do. I don't know if giving up Daniel Tice was worth it, but I agree in the fact. Do you agree that like it's good that we got a high scoring role player?
Yes, I think it's very good that you got him for like basically nothing. Because Jeff Teague was cut by them.
All right, yeah, that's W. So that was a good take. Addison Hudson says, wish we could have gotten more for Tice. Yeah, I agree. We kind of talked about that. You know, it is what it is.
You probably weren't gonna get like a crazy amount for him. Like,
I mean, yeah, he's not that good. R_wall3407 says, personally would have loved to go after Lonzo. Love how he plays and moves the ball.
Yes, I'd want Lonzo, but we'd have to give up a lot for him. And does he want to stay here? Maybe.
Yeah, not. I mean, I just said that like a few minutes ago. I said I wish we went after Lonzo a bit more, but like it ultimately in the long run would not have been worth it.
Don't you think I want I want Lonzo Ball very badly. I wanted him to be our starting point guard. What are we giving up for him? Because they're not taking Kemba because they already have Bledsoe's giant contract. They're not taking Romeo and Nesmith and a few picks. Like we don't really have assets. We don't have that chest of first round picks anymore. This is it. Unless Danny makes a trade to get picks. Like, right now, trade Nesmith. And this is not...
Well, we can't.
I know, obviously. But I'm saying, like, once the offseason hits, bank on him now. His jump shot is not the same as it was in college. And it's just another Markelle Fultz situation. Like, injuries... You know, he hadn't played basketball since, like, last February. And this isn't the February of 2021. This is, like, February of 2020. He had not played basketball. Like, just trade the man. You'll just trade him while his value's high because, like, his ceiling went from a Klay Thompson-type player to, like, Danny Green. Because, like,
yeah, I agree.
A guy who shot 52% college is shooting 35% from three right now.
All right, I want to move on to the next opinion. Shout out to Nate360King on Instagram because he always asks a question. W, because we got some real talent for nothing, really, besides Tice, who wasn't that good. I mean, Tice was good. Tice was like mid.
The fan base is divided on Tice. He had I've
opinions on him.
He had his moments where he's a very good center, and other times, I've said this 1,000 times before, he ran around like a monkey with his head cut off. There were times when he looked great, and there were times he looked terrible. So, you know, we're just in between on this.
Yeah. Okay, moving on.
Before you go, I find it kind of funny that Evan Fournier's final shot, or final game even, with the Magic, he hit a game winner. And Daniel Tice's final game with the Celtics, he had a game loser. He missed the game winner.
Yeah, he missed a game. Yeah.
I find that kind of, dude, honestly, knowing Tice, he's going to end up dropping like 30 and 10 tonight. Like, that's just how he rolls. He'll either give you an elite game or he'll be terrible.
All right.
What is this lineup we have in?
Brad Stevens, questionable coaching.
Kemba Walker. A million. Peyton Pritchard. Kemba Walker. Peyton Pritchard, Grant Williams, Evan Fournier, and Luke Kornet.
Yeah.
What is this lineup?
I mean, technically, yeah, that's...
That's a terrible lineup.
All right, I want to move on to the next opinion / question. Uh-huh. Joe Petrino says, lose or loss... The only good one was at 48. Yeah, we kind of covered that. Bushman 16. Oh, yeah, I know him in real life. LeBron to the Celtics. Yeah, that's, I wish. Maybe, though, because, you know, he bought the Red Sox, or bought part of the Red Sox. So, you know, maybe
dude, LeBron to the Celtics. Pelicans can't miss.
Are they on fire?
Yeah, they can't miss right now.
Maybe LeBron to the Celtics one day.
That'd be funny.
Celtics Nation UK, he's a homie. It was an all right deadline, but nothing special. Cornette and one?
Let's go.
Yeah, Luke Cornette, baby. All right, hold on. Celtics Nation UK, it was an all right deadline, nothing special, but nothing bad. Facts or cap facts.
We gave up Tice, Javante, and Teague, but you got back some solid players.
Yeah, all right. Simply Krabby Abby says L's. Cody Kaisman says Tice was a big L. Not a big L. Like, it was an L.
Not a big L.
Not Alex Ballas says, besides Evan, it was a huge L, but that's what I expected. Danny is scared to do anything major. That's interesting.
Your followers, I've said this 1,000 times, your followers are kind of being casuals right now. They're all like, Danny caught an L because he didn't trade for, he didn't sign Andre Drummond. No, come on, man.
Because Danny Ainge doesn't get a very good superstar star player doesn't mean he was scared to.
Didn't need a center. Like, stop going after it, seeing like, we needed a center. I don't know why. We didn't need a center. We had a three big lineup. We didn't have a great, like, a 7-foot center, but we had three solid centers who can give you good minutes. We didn't need like a top five, like a 7-footer. We didn't need one. That's how I'm looking at it. We didn't need a 7-footer, and I give complete respect for Danny for not trading for a 7-footer, because like, we didn't need one. It would have been nice to have one, but we don't need one, and that's how I'm looking at that. And
fair.
Cornette 3. He got it.
All right. Good, I'm gonna skip over some of the ones that are like W on Fournier or L on Tice. Okay, we have one here. Mr. Dre Report. I like how he traded for Evan and he likes how he traded Daniel Tice so we can give up more salary. Interesting.
I think there was more behind the Tice trade. I honestly think that Tice wasn't re-signing.
I don't know.
The reason he was traded. No, I think Tice wasn't re-signing. Tice's contract was up after this year. I think if you're looking at Tice from what last year, Josh Hart, man. If this was Tice from last year, or no, from 2 years ago, you could re-sign him. You didn't need to trade him, but he increased his value so much. He proved he could shoot this year. Like, he became a good player. You were gonna have to trade him because he wasn't have a good market.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. So, well, this was before they got signed. Signed Drummond or Aldridge. Yeah, neither of those are possible, but maybe Boogie.
Yeah.
I hope we go after Boogie. Alice Dare Bebowen says decent are fair. WCS says I'll give it a W, but what we got for Tice was absolutely absurd. We got bums. Love Fournier though. Yeah, kind of the same. I feel the same way. Luke Kornet's not a bum, but honestly,
Luke Kornet's goated. He has 9 points, and the second half hasn't even started yet.
Austin.Dearborn says, honestly, I'm okay with what happened. We still need one more piece, which I hope to get. I think I posted this right before the deadline was over.
Do you want one piece? Jabari Parker. There you go.
Yep. Or DeMarcus. You never know. I'm
still split on DeMarcus. I think Jabari Parker fits you better.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that giant contract anymore, and he's another big with another like wing who can shoot.
Cruciato Felicio. We should go after him. I'm just kidding.
We should what?
I'm kidding. Burr 34D and says, as German, Tice hurts, but Mo is a W. Mo is a W. Interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting. All right.
We watched college basketball. Yeah, Mo was a great college basketball player.
All right. Robert B_1. I'm going to get to all of these quickly. Robert B_190 says, like the SMH emoji. That's all I got to say. All right. Fair. Victor Thorhall says, if he can get Porter Jr. or Aldridge, it's a W. Yeah.
That LaMarcus Coleman aged terribly. I would have liked LMA. Just you know, you bring veteran presence. You don't have to pay $1 million for him. But I mean, like, you don't have to pay like $10 million a year for him. You can get him on like a small contract. And I wasn't mad about that because he does once again bring veteran presence to the team. Ooh, Rob, man. He brings veteran presence to the team, and I would have liked that. But obviously, he wants a ring, which I respect. I think the Kevin Durant wanting a ring was different than a 36-year-old player wanting a ring. He did ring Jace, though.
Yeah.
A while back when he went to the Spurs.
A bit, yeah. All right, Tristan says L, but Celtics spot says W. Ian Darishit says, Fournier very good. Tice for Wagner is awful. Yeah,
it's been like the same thing every time.
Because that's kind of all that happened. He also has the same question. What can we do in the buyout market? Well, obviously, like the time passed. We weren't able to get Drummond, who I think.
Well, there's two free agents. Actually, there's a few free agents I'd like to see. Who are they? Jabari Parker. Let me go through my free agents that I'd like to see. Jabari Parker, DeMarcus Cousins, Isaiah Thomas, you know, just like the usual.
Yeah.
Few.
Dude,
Smart. Stop taking threes. Stop taking threes, bro.
He knows that the Celtics missed him when we didn't have him.
In the first quarter, we dominated, and when Smart didn't take threes, we started hucking up threes again, and the Pelicans don't miss from three. And Brad just called a timeout. Like, oh, no, he did. Yes, he did call.
All right, this is the last question we have. We're kind of wrapping up here. L's, for sure, should have pushed harder for Gordon. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. That was kind of questionable by the Magic. But kind of wrapping up, don't forget to go to juicyjerseys.com and, you know, cop a jersey of your favorite player, just like the merch for GRB Ball. Cop a jersey of your favorite player for juicyjerseys.com. And the best part, y'all already know, use code BANNER18, all caps, no spaces, at checkout. For both drbball.com, juicyjerseys.com. If you have any questions, DM us on Banner Scene Pod Instagram or Celtics Edge, Celtics Fire. DM us anywhere if you have a question or anything. You already know how it is. And yeah, kind of wrapping up. Hopefully Celtics are able to finish out this game and have a nice couple wins by our next episode next Monday.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All
right. So, yeah. Peace out, y'all.